Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Gigantic Pop. Oh my God, it's June already. Welcome to Gigantic Pop. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Geary, here to bring you all up to date on everything going on in this world. Particularly, it's been a busy week for professional wrestling. Talking off the air, NXT. Raj, you were tweeting about this. NXT did an amazing rating by their standards Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, they did a 0.24, 18-49, and that was against the NBA and NHL playoffs, while Dynamite did a 0.25. So it would have beaten Dynamite if they didn't have the NBA playoffs this week.
Wow.
So that, and that's the first time that would have happened since they were going head-to-head. There were a handful of times NXT beat Dynamite, but and that one time when they loaded up Dynamite with Undertaker and all that stuff. But
yeah, NXT.
Yeah, and Tony cried about it. Tony bitched about it. Sorry.
But for both of them being in the regular time slots, NXT would have beaten Dynamite this week if Dynamite had NBA competitions. And that's wild because Dynamite was coming off a Double or Nothing, MJF's return. You know, they had Mercedes wrestling on the show and Will Ospreay, Okada doing a promo. So it was a loaded show and it was really close.
Yeah. And, look, Fightful reported Jordan Grace is getting six figures for this NXT appearance and the Battleground match against Roxanne Perez. But Matt, you tweeted, you said, or you texted and said, if Jordan Grace joins NXT, you're watching it every week.
I would watch it every single week. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she's the best. Yeah. She's my favorite female wrestler in the world. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on with TNA. Yeah. I'm not sure if you guys have heard, but R.D. Evans, who was kind of the head of creative, he's gone from the company. And
who the hell is that, Jabron?
He basically took over as head of creative from Scott D'Amore. And and David Sahadi. I think a lot of people know his name.
Yeah, what about David?
He had been the creative director. He's gone from the company, too.
Wait, David Sahadi's been there this whole time?
Well, he's been there for years. I think he was there for a while, left, and now he's back.
Because he was there when I was there. I love David. I love his video package. He had the best video packages to hype up our different angles. I love David Sahadi. And he was a very big to-do with the Attitude Era and those awesome pay-per-view. It wasn't Kevin Dunn. It was him that would do, if you guys remember, Limp Bizkit videos going into the music, the Metallica, they had like mainstream music in the background going into like, what do you call it? Major pay-per-view. So like the Limp Bizkit, My Way, which is one of the greatest of all time. That wasn't Kevin Dunn. That was him. Just like My Sacrifice from Creed, that song. That's my second favorite WWE like video highlight package. Absolutely. He's very good at doing that. And I didn't know he went back there. I had no idea.
Yeah. So he was just let go.
Wait, hang on. We're going to stick on there. They let him go?
He left the company. I'm not sure if it was his decision or theirs, actually. So
idiots if they did. Sorry.
Yeah. And they also let go a lot of people in the live events division. There's no location yet announced for Bound for Glory, which is one of their biggest shows of the year. And basically through August, after August, they don't have any event dates announced. So a lot of stuff going on with TNA. Their thing with WWE is apparently going to be more involved going forward. Apparently NXT is going to have a presence at Slammiversary and maybe some other shows in the future.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Is fantastic news for TNA then. I love this.
Yeah, and at a time when NXT is nipping at AEW's heels. Now, they had Sexy Red on this past Tuesday, and, you know, that shit, I didn't realize how big of a draw she was, but, I mean,
I don't get it. This was
the biggest, the rapper, Sexy Red?
I need to watch it, because I saw her in the ring, and just looking at her physically, I'm like, she's not going to kick somebody's ass. But
no, she's not a wrestler.
Oh, okay. She's a
hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
She wears glasses?
Sunglasses, I believe so. I don't know. Isn't her big thing like Make America Sexy Again? Wasn't that her song or something? I don't know. I was looking up.
Come on, Glenn.
I don't know anything about
I don't know. Modern hip hop, Eminem has a new record out. That's my finger on the pulse.
That's really?
Yeah, it's going to be the death of Slim Shady. He's supposedly doing a big stunt. It's a whole thing. First single.
Wait, it's coming?
Well, Houdini, the first single just dropped.
Gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And Eminem's like 52, the same age that Houdini died. So this whole Slim Shady thing, it's the end of an era. But I'm looking at this. What do you think Anthem Sports Entertainment is worth? Their revenue, according to the web, is like $15 million last year, which is almost nothing. But they have a lot of channels. I'm thinking, and this is just me getting a little Trask Radio ahead of myself, it's like, what if Endeavor through NTKO just said, we're going to acquire Anthem outright, take TNA under TKO, but then they get HDNet, they get Access TV.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I would do it if I was them, just because you have another place for younger stars to cut their teeth. And while the same
library?
Library is a big part of it, right? Yeah. But at the same token, you get your younger stars to cut their teeth that still need those exposures and more reps, and you don't want them on SmackDown and Raw just yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the tape library back when they had the network and they were worried about subscribers, you know, it would have made sense back then. Now, I mean, they don't do DVDs anymore. There's no way to really monetize it. Their money from Peacock is going to stay the same. They could use it in video packages, but as far as monetizing it, there's not really a way.
Well, that's why I didn't lean on any of that part, but instead it gives their younger rookies, because they want to sign even more. WWE thinks they've got this formula figured out, and God bless them, I think they do too, on finding these NIL deals with these NCAA student athletes and getting them at a place in which they can help train them while they're still getting TV experience at the same time. And TNA would give them that. It's another opportunity. It's a lesser level or a bigger level, depending what they want to do with it. They ever purchased it, I'd put them a step below NXT if I was them, and give them another opportunity to have their younger stars get all their mess ups, all their mistakes, all their rookie mistakes done on that, and then NXT would next step up from that, and then from there you have Raw and SmackDown.
And remember, NXT going to CW, Raj, I predict that once NXT goes to CW, at the very least, Level Up, which is a show nobody but me on this panel has ever watched, Level Up is going to expand to an hour, because they're going to need a place for people to mess up or be super green. Matt, I think you're right. And if they really want to push NXT as a third brand on CW, having TNA be like the new, more developmental promotion, because NXT... I think it makes sense, but with Anthem has a large broadcasting presence in Canada.
Mm. So here's how you do it, guys. It's you take, and not disrespecting the TNA stars, because there's a litany of TNA stars that, I'm sorry, that are ready for primetime TV today. They just are. There's a bunch of them. I'm not saying you stick with, if this deal ever gets done, we're just making this up out of thin blue sky. We're not sure it's going to happen. Let's pretend it does, and Endeavor does purchase it, let's say. You're going to have the NCAA athletes that they sign NIL deals with WWE. WWE's like not bottom guys, but guys and gals with the least experience or no experience at all, get a couple of months worth of training. I'd put TNA as a first level, right? But then you take those TNA stars that are already over, right? Nick Namath, obviously. People like that. You obviously put them on NXT. You move them up. You don't keep them in TNA. And you go from there. For those that do have TNA contracts, is what I'm saying. There are those that work for TNA do not have TNA contracts and just have one off contracts as well. And that will be some sorting to do, but it'd be worth it. The Juggernaut's the best example of that. She goes right to Raw. She goes right to SmackDown. They sign that company.
And remember, they can always acquire a stake. They can always get a stake in Anthem. Anthem has Gravitas Ventures, which is a film distribution company, which I'm sure Endeavor would love to have some. I mean, they could be basically.
Wait, real quick. I mean, are any of these profitable though? I mean, HDNet. I mean, TNA is their highest rated show. Does nothing.
I know.
HDNet.
Raj, that's why they can buy loads. They're buying for infrastructure. They're buying because.
But why buy a money loser when they're looking to maximize profits? They're looking
because
they have to gain
so much money.
Hang on. I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because again, the future of this business is through NIL. We only have a handful of people that we know of that they had this NIL deals with, right? That's the future that Hunter and Resume put out there. Mm-hmm. So if they have an ability to have another like D show to put out there and get these guys and gals more repetitions and experience, that's potentially building the next Bobby Lashley, the next Brock Lesnar, the next whomever 5 years before they're ready. And we get to see their development as they come up the pipeline. You're not doing it because it's a money earner. You're doing it because the money earner is going to be in the potential main event superstar that you're going to have five years from now. If you put them on the D TNA show.
But they already, like as Glenn mentioned, they already have that. They have NXT Level Up.
No, they're not. They have a bunch of NIL guys that are not on television right now. A ton. And girls.
We don't watch NXT Level Up.
They've not been on NXT Level Up yet. Are you kidding me? There's a Duke basketball player I'm still waiting to see. Yeah. Was a stud basketball player. I watched her. I'm like, holy shit, WWE signed her? Wow.
Yeah.
She's still yet to be on TV.
Well, okay, so they're not getting money off Level Up. Level Up is on Hulu. There's no money in that. But
the investment is not this show or the. Listen, the investment would not be this show or the ratings. The investment is giving your potential main event for WrestleMania 10 years from now, 7 years from now, 5 years from now, TV exposure to get all their shit out of their system on how they need to perform for the hard camera. Grab a hold. Do you know where the fucking hard camera is? No? Okay. Well, now you're going to learn it. You're being sent to TNA to do it.
Yeah.
But why not just do that on Level Up?
Okay. Because there's not enough spaces. NCAA,
they can make it 2 hours.
How many Division I colleges there are?
Yeah.
How many Division I institutions there are?
Yeah.
They can sign even more of these athletes, you guys.
Yeah, but they have the Peacock. They can make as many NXT shows as they want.
Yeah, but they're not getting extra money to do it on Peacock.
They're not getting money for TNA.
But they don't need money for it necessarily as a brand.
But you just brought up the extra money.
Well, there's extra cash in it in the sense it's a brand. TNA already does have some revenue. But well, here's what I want to say, though. Remember, they can always do a stake or an investment. But my point is WWE, a company with revenue like they have that is now publicly traded, they're not doing this with TNA out of the kindness of their heart. They have a good working relationship, but I could see that they're going to say, we're going to invest, we're going to buy Endeavor or TKO is going to buy a 10% stake in Anthem Sports Entertainment. They're going to take UFC and put it on the Fight Network in Canada. They're going to do X, Y, and Z. There's a relationship, but they want something for this. And if it doesn't cost them very much, why not diversify?
Fight Network, I mean, UFC turned down Fight Network when it was a lot bigger. Years ago.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, it's a Fight Network is, again, you're talking small potatoes, and UFC is, you know, number five sport in the US now. So again, access all those stations, you know, Fight Network in Canada, those are small potatoes for UFC. Endeavor wouldn't want that.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. You know what I do see happening? What? I can see WWE moving their Florida operations to Vegas.
Start
merging with the UFC Performance Center.
But here's why Matt is right, because then what they do is they have Developmental East under TNA producing TV. They're not going to get rid of the Performance Center. Maybe they find a way to do something more with TNA on the East Coast, and then West Coast becomes a separate thing out of the Apex.
Do you know how much money they spent in that performance center, dude?
Yeah, that's true.
It is insanity, that place. But
they're losing money with that. And now when you merge
What makes you say they're losing money in the performance center?
Oh, they've been losing money with the performance center from the beginning.
Explain that to me. What do you mean by that?
By the how much it costs and the revenue that NXT gets back in TV rights and everything, they lose money with it.
Bro, whereas, that is not how you determine if they're losing
and the
money
expenses.
Or not. What the determination is on who's the future WrestleMania main event waiting to happen that was developed in that facility.
Yes,
based you could on do that. The amenities that they have in that place.
And that's you could do that in Vegas at the UFC Performance Center.
That you have combined. To build all over. The UFC Center does not have have you ever been to a performance center? They have various different rings for various different moves for various different kinds of talents. So, for example, they have at the performance center a straight up crush ring, meaning if you want to do high flying shit and jump off and do a high flying like flying Walinda shit, backflip, triple moonsaults, they have you don't have to take a bump like I used to have to do in Ohio Valley Wrestling, laying on a crash pad. But instead, they have like what you see at like trampoline parks, a freaking a ring full of nothing but like netting, and it stifles. The fall, right? So you're not knocking your wind out every time you're trying high flying things. They have a ring for every kind of bump somebody could take off the top rope, or just for specific body slams, suplexes, brain busters, etc. They're not just gonna shit can that. They spent a lot of money on that.
So all right, so in the year 2026, here's what I predict. We will have the TKO Apex or Performance Center West in Vegas and the TKO Performance Center, which will be WWE and UFC in Orlando.
Remind everybody of one more thing? There's a reason why the biggest state that most wrestlers live is the state of Florida. Am I saying because I live in Florida? I'm saying because it actually brought my ass here because of direct flights and mm-hmm. because we're closer to all the majority of the places that WWE travels to go do the majority of their shows at.
But Matt, let me tell you, if you're a young athlete, what if you have all that, but easy access to addiction vices of gambling, women, and drugs?
Yes. So that's exactly why they put us, they tried to do it right by putting us in the middle of nowhere of Louisville, Kentucky, back when OVW was a thing, and was Heartland Championship Wrestling, HWA, in Cincinnati, where we were not supposed to be enticed by the nightlife because the nightlife is nothing compared to like a New York City or Connecticut or places like that. Right. Or California even. And that failed miserably because that's where my drug addiction started.
I get it. I mean, that's the issue with Vegas. That's one thing that I'm thinking about with Vegas where it's like, oh yeah, this can go horribly wrong.
Oh God. No.
Like, yeah, that's the one part that's going to go horribly wrong.
Not for wrestlers.
I aged like an extra 6 months when I was there for a weekend just last month.
I still don't. I'm out the other night. I was at an event the other night, and the way back, I'm like, oh, I could stop by Ellis Island. They got $5 craps. You know, it's like there's always a bad idea in Vegas. Like, always. There's always a bad idea.
Just seven steps away. Yeah.
Not even seven, Matt. It's literally just like I can turn my car here and go and do something really dumb.
You know how much credit card debt a lot of those guys will be in just with the Rhino? You
know, like. One Godfather, isn't that the one Godfather works at?
No. He's the own one, right?
Isn't it Spearmint Rhino?
Yeah, that was Spearmint Rhino.
Yep. Yeah.
It's terrible. I remember that. Larissa, you didn't hear that.
same. Yeah, he'll hook him up. But no, but that's going to be the challenge. That'll be interesting. Although I could see someone in NXT, I could see some higher up being like, well, that'll be a good test for them. Better we learn about this now and they learn how to deal with this now than when they're traveling on Raw or SmackDown, which is dumb. That is the wrong thinking. That's the equivalent of like, well, they'll smoke 100 cigarettes and they'll be sick of it and they'll never want to smoke again. You know, not how it works.
With NXT, though, doing that big rating this past week, that there's no NBA game this coming Tuesday or Wednesday. If I'm WWE, is NXT taped this week or
no,
is it live?
No, it's live.
Man, I stack that to get murdered.
I stack that show up.
Oh, yes. Juggernaut is going to destroy her. And we're all going to watch. Everybody's going to, I think a lot of people are going to tune in to see it.
Love Stevie Turner. I'm so bummed this is her comeback on NXT. Is to get
is Sexy Red on again this week? Because I know she's hosting Battleground.
I don't know. I don't know if she's back.
Who is it? I gotta do some Google search.
She's a big deal because when I tweeted out that rating and I was like, man, I was shocked at why it was so big, and everyone was like, Sexy Red, that's why. And I was like, geez, didn't realize.
Okay. Kids look these it up, days. Then.
The kids in their hip hop. Right?
Kids in their music.
Like Lil Kim, yeah, I could get that, but.
Yes, great 97 reference, Glenn. Yeah, I mean, Raj.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, oh, Kim, that's a 25-year-old reference at this point. Like,
that's my level. Good job, Raj.
Finger on the pulse. No, I think it's exciting though. So, I'm just gonna say this, like, I think that Jordynne Grace shocked the hell out of people. I mean, I hopped off the couch when she showed up. Dude. Ethan Page, if they had not said his name, you could watch live reaction videos of people and they're like, who is that? Who is that? And then when they went, it's Ethan Page, everyone's like, oh yeah, it's Ethan Page.
Can I just say something? We had a TNA chant and a WWE produced network. I was so excited to hear it. Just, I was excited for her, obviously, but I was really excited for the company of TNA. I wrestled there, very proud of my work within that company at the time I was there. I still will argue 2007, 2008, we had a better roster than WWE did that. I thought we had a better television show. I'm not saying as a homer. This is back again when Sheamus and Swagger were the champions of Raw and SmackDown at the time. And I did feel we had a better show. And it went the way it went. But to hear TNA chants on WWE television, I was really excited to see that. That was cool.
Yeah. People loved it, man. It was good. But it's interesting that this week, Gable Steveson, we've now gone to the Bills. He was the most high profile NXT WWE name, image, likeness bet. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's salty about Caitlin Clark? Because I feel like nobody was talking about him once she became the hot collegiate athlete.
God, I would have liked to have a talk with him if he's even comparing himself to her in this conversation. This chick pulls up from fucking half court in the middle of championship college games and drain shit. And she's doing it now in WNBA, and they're trying to hate on her as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to shit on poor Caitlin, and she's still, damn near averaging 20 points a game. Yeah, she's got a lot of turnovers, but she's learning the professional game while averaging 20 points. Like, what do you all want?
I know.
Yeah. And Gable Steveson, I don't think Caitlin.
I know. I'm saying WWE thought that was huge. Sorry.
This is the argument I used to have with Kurt Angle. Is that, well, that's great. You're a gold medalist. That's great. You're an amateur pro wrestler. Let me ask you a question, Kurt. How many people do you think from 6 years old on are trying to be amateur pro wrestlers? Amateur wrestlers versus being basketball players that are influenced by Michael Jordan, etc. Come on, dude. It's not even debatable. No, my argument was basketball players, my humble opinion, are the best all-around athletes. You can show them to hit a curveball, hit a fastball, swing a golf club, pro wrestle, etc. In my opinion, basketball players have the best ability as a whole, from point guard to center, I'm saying, to be able to learn a new sport. Whereas, yes, there's amazing athletes that are running backs in the NFL, tight ends in the NFL, and other positions, but not as a whole, where, in my opinion, I think basketball players do.
Yeah. It's accessible,
Gable Steveson,
right?
He had some heat backstage, apparently. He wasn't kind of had a big head. There were some issues with him backstage. It wasn't just a money thing
really
running him. Yeah.
Cameron Grimes had some Trevor Lee, former Cameron Grimes, tweeted some passive aggressive.
What did he say?
Oh, where's the tweet? Let me find it. Trevor Lee
was it in tune that this guy was arrogant? Or?
Yeah, it was on there. Oh, there's a Twitter story about their beef. I think it was just the idea that he came in and was seen as
didn't pay his dues.
Tough shit.
Needed a Kurt Angle. He won the greatest of all time. Take it up.
Right, Cameron but I Ryan, think he acted.
Take that up with him too.
I think he acted like he was.
The
okay, shit. Then that is that. That's different because Kurt did not do that.
Okay, so somebody tweeted, "What position
Brock did?" Brock did, by the way.
No one's saying anything to Brock.
Bro, in Ohio Valley Wrestling, Brock went out and got a back tattoo, and Jim Cornette did not know what to do with it, and he's like, "What's the?" But are you doing? He's like, you're even JR was pissed. He's like, your likeness is ours. Like, what you put on your body is important. We need to know what's going to happen, because there's going to be action figures of you and posters of you and pictures of you. You're going to be inside the buses and things like that, right? And he didn't care. He didn't care at all. He got another tattoo on top of it.
Okay, so somebody tweeted, what positions Gable going to be playing? And Trevor Lee, former Cameron Grimes, said, whichever one requires the least amount of work and has other people make him look good, I'm assuming. Wait, wrong sport.
I would have said that. I don't like guys that don't pay their dues, but the same token, it's those guys sometimes that don't pay their dues that are big stars that just have that advantage and ability to get eyeballs on them at the same time. That I'm sorry, you don't shit on either, because they're the ones going to see your raggedy ass on the opening match get eyeballs on you too, because they're big stars, potentially big stars. Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, Batista, and others that did not pay their dues. Like everybody else says, you have to pay your dues coming on 10 years of indies before you get your shot.
And let me just say to Ronda Rousey didn't do that in WWE. God. In fact, Ronda didn't. It's interesting. Some in the women's locker room felt she took attention away when she signed, but there were no stories about her acting like a bigger star. Like she wanted to be treated like one of the.
Happened when she left? Because all this shit she talks in her book,
yeah.
I get you got to sell a book, but how she buries it so toughly now that she's no longer there, and when she had a book to sell. I don't like that. She had a big enough platform. You don't like how shit was when you were there? Speak the fuck up.
Yeah.
I think a big problem was she was no longer, people stopped caring about her. And then she took it out on the company because the company didn't keep pushing her like she was the number one star in the company.
Because if the fans don't cheer for her, she gets butthurt over it. We watched it in UFC, and I was one of her biggest marks. And I watched it happen, and my opinion on her started to change as in the UFC. To me, she was like Iron Mike Tyson in boxing at one point. I know it gets crazy, but for me, as a fan, she was, because she kept winning and dominating. I'm like, this is one bad, you know what? I ordered all of her pay-per-views. And then, like, when she lost, and then she wasn't shaking people's hands, and, like, the little things in between, you start to see the cracks in the armor there, right, so to speak. The chinks in the armor, so to speak. Kinks in the armor.
Then when she lost the second time, she's just like, I'm out. I'm done. And Matt, to your point with Ronda Rousey, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a time when people were actually talking legitimately that she might be able to beat Mayweather. TMZ was running stories about it. Like, that Mayweather was getting these questions. Like, people think Ronda Rousey
because a guy I do watch and I do like, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And people like that were like putting her hand skills over that her boxing had improved immensely. And like they gave her credibility at the time. And like within she fought what's her name? Who just annihilated her?
Yeah.
But then again after that, what was the
Nunes? Amanda Nunes.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Her. She embarrassed her even worse.
I mean, look, she went on that date in the Entourage movie with Turtle, and from there it was all downhill.
You just can't do it.
Turtle.
In my mind, that's who her husband is. When they say Ronda Rousey's husband, I'm like, she married Turtle from Entourage. That date went really well.
Hey, Turtle dated Meadow from Sopranos on that show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Did Turtle just go to the writers and he was like, hey, I got an idea?
He's like, Meadow, I'm in shape now. Get me some women.
Meadow was over.
She was.
So Becky Lynch is a free agent.
She is a free agent now. I don't think any of us see her going to AEW. The word is that she's taking an extended leave of absence. When do you think we see her next?
I don't. I don't think she's going back to wrestling until it's WWE. I think if she goes anywhere, she goes to do some more stuff in Hollywood, acting, maybe her book tour, things like that. If I had to guess, she's not going to AEW, guys. No way. I don't see it.
I'm WrestleMania. WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? Maybe they want to have another kid. You know, you just never know with family stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. We don't know their family plans. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But assuming family stuff aside, if she does want to eventually get back into wrestling, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania makes all the sense in the world.
She's a Hall of Famer, dude. Hall of Famer. The company treats her well. They book her well.
And legitimately, at one point, she was the number one star in the company. She was more over than Roman Reigns.
Easily. Bro, easily more over than Roman at the time. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we have a super chat.
Yeah, we got a couple super chats.
What took so long?
Visual Augment with a $2 super chat saying Roman Reigns is the GOAT.
That's what you spent your money on? Okay. Hey.
I mean, compared to where the bloodline's at now, man, I miss Roman Reigns every week.
That's why the arenas are chanting it. That's why the arenas are chanting it, you guys.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
WWE. Yeah, I feel like WWE has just been like just relaxing since WrestleMania. Like they're on a beach somewhere creatively because, man, I cannot wait for Roman and CM Punk to come back because they're sorely needed.
Yeah, Bloodline Babies is not crushing it right now.
Yeah, and Visual Augment also with the $5 super chat saying, you can tell the product is suffering without him and Rock, and I agree, and Punk.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah.
And Sky Kai Buddy with $5 super chat saying, do we really want to remove a place where X... Oh, we're talking about TNA. Do we really want to remove a place where X talent can go and reboot their careers? Look at Naomi as an example. AEW being the only option is not good. I agree.
Can I tell you why? Because TNA will not last in its current form. It will not. It will not, guys. How do I explain this? The company, it doesn't earn money. It doesn't earn money for what they're looking to do with the network time they're being given. I hope it does. I wrestled it, guys. I love that company. I still feel like I'm a part of that company. But I'm just being honest, companies like that and what the new spectrum is, which is not network or not cable television, it's going towards Netflix, it's going toward these streaming services. And unless they can get themselves on that, then how do you pay your talent, right? So, yes, it's great for talents to have other places to go. I was one of them, obviously, right? I got to go there and use my blueprint character there and show I could work it out and make it get over, right? But at the same token, it's not what it was back then, what it is today. Meaning back when I was there, cable ratings were very, very important. Today, they're not as important as what they were because of all the different reasons. Sorry.
And to your point, Matt, exactly what you're saying with TV ratings. And I was reading this thing in the Wall Street Journal about how, do you know what the average age, the median age now of people watching network TV is? Now, I'm not talking about cable, but network, Fox, ABC, NBC.
I'm going to go off, I'm going to say 60.
Up.
70.
No, down. 64 and a half.
I believe that. Oh, I totally
the median age.
That.
So half the people that are watching television are older than that.
I believe that because they don't know about, you know, network, apps with networks and things and what we're watching with streaming services and Netflix and things like that. They're still calling their shows programs.
Not their stories.
My mom does.
Their bedtime stories.
My mom does. That's what she calls them, her programs.
Gotta watch my stories.
Yeah.
And one more super chat before we keep talking about these contracts. expiring. Bigfoot Sneakerhead, our good friend with a $1.99 super chat. I did call it when I said I think he's saying WWE should buy TNA.
I hope so. I swear I hope so.
They just did have that lawsuit with MLW, and I got to think that's probably on their minds of not wanting to be looked at like a monopoly.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think we will see more. I mean, MLW is still chugging along. They got their Battle Riot happening tonight.
Walter Hauser's.
Violent J from the ICP.
Is that tonight?
Is that tonight?
Next week, right?
No, I thought it was tonight.
Yeah.
There's
so much wrestling on now. It's hard.
I know. Yeah, I think Battle Riot. Tonight. Yeah, tonight. But no, I think there's going to be room for more promotions. Don't forget, TK has got Ring of Honor in addition to AEW.
And who talks about that?
I know. It's crazy, man. I mean, it's an exciting time. Yeah, what else is going on?
So these other Ricochet's contracts coming up. Mm-hmm. You see him leaving?
The Speed Champ?
Yeah, the Speed Champ. How dare they put the title on him when his contract's coming up?
No, I don't know how to read that. His wife, not fiance, or just girlfriend?
Fiance. Or just girlfriend. Maybe just girlfriend. Samantha Irvin.
Man. I love to see WWE keep him. I'm very impressed with him every time I watch him wrestle. I think he's got a great look. And I know he's more diminutive, but he just, if you look at a photo of him, he looks like a star. He looks like a movie star to me. He's in great shape, great acrobatic. I don't see why you'd get rid of him if you're WWE.
When was the last time someone, and this is not knocking AEW, it's just legitimately asking, when was the last time someone jumped from WWE to AEW and 6 months later they were in a higher spot, you know, or a better spot or a bigger star?
Christian's the only one.
Christian.
Is the only
one. Swerve.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Duh. Yeah. And one could argue Joe when he was heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Joe did have a pay-per-view main event against Brock Lesnar.
Moxley was a lateral move, but he's doing it on his terms now.
And that was 5 years ago.
No, I felt Moxley was an upgrade when he went there. I do. Okay.
Jericho? Yeah.
No.
Jericho was the first champion. He wasn't getting that opportunity in WWE.
It's true, but he in the real world of wrestling, you still like he was the first undisputed champion of all time.
He beat Stone Cold and The Rock in the same night.
Like, come on, nothing will top that.
Yeah.
But he was like him and Moxley were like the stars of AEW.
They meant more to AEW than they meant to WWE.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
There you go.
I don't know. It's interesting though to see how it's working out. I mean, we want AEW to succeed. I think that's why people are more critical of AEW in the media specifically. It's not because it's tribalism and WWE can do no wrong. It's that we really want both sides to make each other better.
I do think it's both. I think we have certain shows that do it on purpose just because Tony's an easy target. But at the same token, I think the other half is authentically, legitimately trying to like say, hey, come on, we need you guys. Without you guys, WWE would never have raised their rates on what they're paying their stars. Because that's true. That would never have happened.
Yeah, why would they?
Without AEW. So we need them.
Yeah. Also, Chad Gable, his contract's up.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I got to think he stays. I mean, he would be. I could see AEW using him well, but
I couldn't. If Vince was still there, I could see him leaving. But because Vince is not there and they're letting him do what he's doing right now, which is the best work of his career, no way is he leaving. That'd be dumb.
Natalya.
That's a good question on Natalya. Natalya's WWE true and through forever, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think she's going to be running the coaching of the women's division in NXT.
And she should be. She should be doing it now. Shit, she's so good.
I mean, she spends so much time there. I feel like she's in NXT every other month.
You're so good. She looks physically like she's in
great.
Amazing shape. She looks better now than she did when she first was a rookie. I don't know how she's done it.
Yeah. I don't see her. Ricochet is one I could see going. Like, I could see Tony Khan making a big play. I think I could see Tony Khan making a big play for all of them. But Ricochet is the one I see most realistically being one to jump. But Natalya, I think, is going to be a WWE lifer. I think she's just, you know, she's too valuable behind the scenes. And finally, Dijak.
Ooh.
It could be good in AEW.
Yeah. They have done nothing so with much in him, Retribution or Rebellion, whatever that stupid ass group.
Hard Justice in NXT, sorry.
They have miscast him multiple times, no question. Yeah. He's a fantastic in-ring worker. I'm a big guy and I'm very, very competitive with comparing myself against some of these other big guys. But yeah. I'll be the first to say this dude is good. He's really good. And he can work anybody.
Yeah. And I don't know if you follow him on social media, but he's really funny too. He's like Drew on social media.
Oh,
and I feel like if you could tap into that humor too.
They got to let him do it though. Will they let him do it?
Yeah. He just somebody's never really gotten that shot. And on the other side, AEW.
Super chat. I can see Natty being the open challenge opponent for Grace.
Yeah, Jordynne Grace is going to do an open challenge in TNA. People speculating that could be Natalya. Sorry, Matt. Raj, what were we saying?
Yeah.
But the other way, there's a bunch of AEW departures too. Arn Anderson's gone. I mean, people that haven't been used really. So Arn Anderson hasn't really been used. I'd like to see him align with AJ Styles now that he's back to being a heel against Cody. I don't think Cody needs a manager. I know they did the Cody Arn Anderson thing in AEW, but I think involving him in that storyline might be cool.
Jake Hager gone from AEW.
Jake Hager's gone.
The hat might still be signed.
Don't care.
And Mark Henry.
That I cared about. This guy has obviously an eye for talent. Mm-hmm. I wrote this in a comment section somewhere. I forget where, but like I would pay him whatever he wanted just for his ability to go on Twitter, Instagram, and other social media platforms to find these diamonds in a rough and make them become the stars they become. Because Bianca Belair, he's responsible for. Jade Cargill, he's responsible for. He's responsible for like five others that I don't want to put their name out there yet because they haven't become a star yet, but they're going to be. Mm-hmm. He's got an eye for talent.
Yeah.
Like, just Bianca alone, I would throw the house at him, whatever it took to get him signed and make him our talent evaluator, make him our talents guy.
Yeah, and plus he's just a great public relations guy. He's just, great doing media, everything.
He does a lot in the community. In fact, he was out where you were. My favorite college football team now, Colorado, because Deion's there. Mark Henry made that happen where he and Swerve Scott, what's the tag team that does the scissoring? What's her name?
The Acclaimed.
The Acclaimed. We're out there, and I saw it, visiting the Colorado football team and getting them hyped up about their upcoming game. And they all took a knee and were listening to them all share their stories, including Mark. But Mark was a main one there. And my point is he helps them get eyeballs on their product. And more importantly, again, what I said earlier, he gets you that next WrestleMania main eventer. Like, why would you not throw the kitchen sink at him to stay there? Because perception is reality. When you see Mark Henry, who's the nicest guy, everybody thinks is the nicest human being on the planet in the world of pro wrestling, right? He's a big, lovable teddy bear. And when he ain't coming back, that's not a good look for AEW.
No.
Yeah.
Especially because, yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry. The Sousa.
There you go.
Should come back and attack AJ Styles for ripping off his fake retirement.
He did. I did not buy it at all. AJ was the best acting I've ever seen him do. But I was not buying it.
Yeah, don't trust a man in a pastel blazer.
Never. You know? Cleveland Rocks pointing out that Mark Henry put over the AJ segment big time today on Busted Open. He loved
it. Of course he did. Because he's such a good human being, Mark. God, I love Mark.
So do we get AJ versus Cody? Do we get that Clash of the Castle or do we get that at Money in the Bank?
That's a good question.
Money in the Bank, right? Clash of
I think Money in the Bank.
2 weeks.
Yeah, and that should be, I mean, Drew versus Damian's gonna headline that. It has to.
It should because of what's gonna happen, right?
Yeah.
What I think Cody you have doing? Cody sell that injury, have him off TV for a couple of weeks, and once Clash of the Castle is over, then you have Cody come back. You know,
I like that. That way, nobody's one up in Cody. Nobody's working over Cody, which they shouldn't be. But okay, I see that. I agree with that. That's a good one. Rush.
That could be good. Maybe they do Grayson Waller effect. Cody comes out and then AJ shows up and does something. I don't know.
Some tomfoolery. And then finally, Jeff Hardy. His contract's up this summer as well.
He'll be gone. His brother's gone. He's gone. He was only there because his brother was there. He's gone too then.
I could see it. It does make sense, in my opinion, for Jeff and Matt to finish their careers in WWE. I don't see them using them well or making them tag champs again, but
no,
just finishing their careers off, you know.
But most importantly, he's not coming back to AEW, I promise.
Yeah. And a lot of that is not AEW's fault. Jeff did kind of screw up, and you know, and once he came back, you know, obviously they never really pushed him after that.
Yeah.
Well, they spent all that money. That's their decision to make. If they want to spend all that money on the talent, and yes, they screwed up, then I don't believe in being halfway pregnant. Either shit or get off the pot with your opinion on something. If you think he's an F up and you want nothing to do with him, then you release him. If you're going to bring him back and give him another chance, because Jeff is a great guy, I'll always vouch for Jeff. Jeff always wants to be better than what he is. That's not a work. That's real. That's how he really is. And I love him to death. So if you're going to bring him back and say that and say, we're going to give him another chance, he got his help he needed, then that's it. Clean fucking slate. You book him for how you're paying him. And this is what I always talk about with Tony Khan and AEW. They don't understand it's a business. Business meaning if I'm paying millions of dollars to somebody, I better get production out of their asses of the millions I'm paying them to help me get ratings and things like that to offset the millions I'm paying them. And this is where Tony doesn't get it, because he reads comment sections and circle jerk comments. You like that? Circle jerk?
Sorry. that term always tickles me.
It's a funny, like, it's like grab ass.
It's just funny. It just automatically brings a smile.
Yes.
And then there's Ricky Starks has, you know, been very complimentary towards WWE, and his contract is rumored to be coming up sometime this year. And Stephen Marchesulli bringing up $4.99 super chat. Starks going to WWE, but will be like Jericho coming over from WCW. I don't doubt. Going to WWE was one of the greatest debuts of all time.
One of the biggest pops ever for somebody coming over from WCW. That pop was amazing. But, like, I do think he could thrive there. I do, because he works his butt off, and he's shown us every opportunity they give him, he improves moving forward, right? The more mic time you give him, he gets better than the time he was out there before, right? In the ring, he gets better than the time you saw him previously. So that's what kind of talent he is. And I think he's charismatic as hell, and he thinks he's a star. He treats himself like a star, right? That's the half the battle. I think he could be good for WWE. I really, really do, and I hope they get him. I really do, and for his sake, because I think he can do so much more than what AEW lets him do.
Yeah.
Big fan of Ricky Starks here.
Yeah. There you have it.
It's an exciting time. This is why competition is good, but here's why I think aside from TNA being a place where wrestlers can rehabilitate their careers, which I agree is valuable.
It is.
You don't hear so much, like TNA's not involved in any bidding wars.
No, you're right. And that has to do with the networks and Raw. That's to Raj's point earlier. They're on these no-name networks that nobody has the ability, for the most part, to go find. I don't know how you guys watch. I primarily watch TNA on YouTube, and now that's about to go away. I've got to now order this new TNA app or whatever the hell it's called, TNA Plus, I think, so I can continue to follow my favorite stars that work there. But that's what I mean by that. So it's tough to. It's not apples to apples anymore like it used to be back in the day when we were on Spike TV.
When's the WWE Peacock deal up?
Next year.
Okay. I'm telling you, if they had TNA as a weekly show, if they're smart, they're thinking, we already got money from Peacock for the PLEs. We got money for Netflix for Raw. Why don't we acquire TNA, rebrand it TNXT, and try and sell that to Hulu or something?
I don't think that's going to make it one subscription difference. You get WrestleMania.
You don't think So, like, if AJ was just coming into the company, if Punk was just coming into the company, if Joe was just coming into the company, I would see the value, right? Because then you can use all their earlier rookie footage, earlier year footage from TNA, right? But the same token, with the Hall of Fame, right? When the Hall of Fame happens and there's different people get inducted, is there anybody I'm not thinking of that was a TNA hasn't been inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame yet? Kurt has, obviously. Jeff.
I mean,
has.
Joe Rude, you know.
Rude ain't going to WWE Hall of Fame.
Probably not.
Probably not. Definitely not. I love.
Well, you know how they have the, not like as a headliner or anything, but you know how they put certain people, just kind of throw them in.
I would love to see him do it. Don't get me wrong.
Cookleby, where is it?
Matt, have they reached out to you yet about the TNA Hall of Fame? Okay.
They did. I turned him down.
What?
I did. I told him I'm taking my skills to South Beach.
There you go.
I'm joking. I'm quitting with Ron James.
There you go. I mean, you should be in there.
I said I'm taking my skills to Gigantic Bob.
There you go.
I think Samoa Joe, you would think, would be in at some point. But that's
to WWE Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I mean, all these things, these are my I hope so. These are all friends, right? But
yeah.
I mean, when you say Coco is the barometer, then you're right.
Soon. I'm like 10 years in the future, you know.
Good point. But Glenn, you're right.
Yeah.
In the 80s, you can go anywhere and you know Coco is. Coco Beware. Yeah. A lot of people would say, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and this is no disrespect at all, but it's like, I mean, is Heath Slater going to be WWE Hall of Fame bound at some point?
Hell no.
I'm just saying, like, there's going to have to, although Heath was really over for a time, good workhorse, but
Joe did headline pay per views. He was in the main event of that SummerSlam that year. He was with.
Okay. Listen, you know, I want that to happen. I really want that to happen. I don't want to put bad, what's the word? Bad voodoo on him or anything. I want him to get it. But
yeah. I mean, well, Heath could go in twice with 3MB and as a solo act. I mean, so, you know, anything's possible. But
I meant Joe, but.
Okay. No, Joe. I think Samoa Joe. It's crazy that WWE released him, brought him back, and released him again.
What about the unprofessionalism again of Raj Geary and his dog that he cannot seem to control?
Amazon package, man. That always happens.
Yeah.
I have a Labrador sitting right by my feet. You don't hear her do no noise, nothing.
Did your doorbell ring?
Well, actually, no. But like, you hear my alarm in the background anytime Jackson opens a single door in this house. It goes off.
I was watching that AJ segment last night. My first thought for a second when AJ was speculating an actual retirement, I was like, for the sake of Gallows and Anderson, please don't retire. Gallows and Anderson need this job.
Nope. Yeah.
There was a part of me that thought that too. You're right.
They're going to crush it at Battleground, though. That match I'm looking forward to a lot.
Wait, what are they doing at Battleground?
They're going for the NXT Tag Team Champions against Frazier and Axiom.
Good for them. I like that move.
They've been great in NXT.
I mean, that's how stupid I am. I did not know they were consistently there.
And Matt, you know this, and I'll say this. I mean, I've had some business dealings with them in the past. You've palled around with them. Those guys are exactly the same off camera as they are on camera.
Yes, but WWE is the only company that does not seem to figure out how to encapsulate them on camera doing their thing. They're the only company.
I know. They're so funny. Bring back Southpaw Regional Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
so good. It was so good. But they're crushing it in NXT right now. Like, but yeah, it's like the club. I mean, Mia Yim actually in NXT as well. She's gonna be in that ladder match.
That's a good matchup too.
Yeah, man, on the main roster, like the club gets nothing except they get to be in segments with AJ or be in a match.
Yeah,
you know. We'll see what happens, but. The AJ and Cody is going to be good. Then we're going to get Randy and Cody at SummerSlam, right? Oh, no, man. Gunther. Gunther and Cody.
Gunther.
Yeah. No, it's Gunther and because it's the.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your own brand. So it'll be Gunther. Maybe we
get Randy and Cody at SummerSlam. Drew. Okay, so I still think Randy and Cody is the plan for SummerSlam then.
I agree. But I mean, they can make that a killer feud because AJ, I mean, Cody, I feel like needs something. He's been just, you know, they've been booking him like. Again, nothing really exciting that's making you want to really tune in.
No, it's starting to feel like the beginning of Rocky III. It's the beginning of Rocky III.
Yeah.
Cody should understand that Cody needs Gunther. He needs Gunther to be his Drago.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
And we got, you know, Roman should be back by SummerSlam, so that'll help pick things up too.
Terrence Whitted, Buck 99.
Oh, I'm glad they returned. Read it. It was sort of underwhelming.
Yeah, was MJF's return sort of underwhelming?
So, two things. I'm glad he brought that up because I'm one of MJF's. I feel biggest marks. I'm a huge fan of him. Obviously, everybody is for the most part. His promos are awesome, but his in ring work has gotten so good. But when he says things like "I like the line about I don't need a New Japan or a Vince McMahon," oh boy,
yeah.
Froze
that'll catch up in a second.
I actually thought I loved it. I thought MJF's return was great. I like that he was back to being the edgy-ish heel. He wasn't talking about kangaroo kicks and doing all the cutesy stuff he was kind of doing there at the end with Adam Cole. So I like that he was the MJF that really got him to the dance. And so I thought his return was fantastic. I mean, I thought that was the best thing on that, you know, in a lot of ways, the best thing on that show.
Hmm.
And MJF kind of hinted like that the kangaroo stuff was gone. He's not gonna go back to that.
How do you think about Mercedes championship win was received?
I mean, time will tell. You know, obviously she's not making a dent in numbers yet. So I mean, time will tell. I don't think she's been killing it in AEW. I'm not sure what the right answer is with what you do, but yeah, I think she just needs that. She needs to be put in with a top name. I don't mean for Forbidden Door. You know, they've got the match for her for Forbidden Door, but I mean, like, you know, at All In, if it's Britt Baker, Toni Storm, it needs to be someone top level and that, you know, is a huge match.
Do you keep her in the with the TBS title, or do you have her level up to Tony right away?
No, I think she should level up to Tony for sure.
I mean, it's interesting her having the secondary title.
Yeah.
Not what many people would have predicted. Oh, old school Matt's in his truck.
Hey, hey.
God, I did not. Hang on. I had not been going this long, so my apologies. My battery died. So, my apologies. Did you guys already cover MJF?
No, go ahead. Bit,
talk, say what you gotta say.
Just that my connection is gonna suck because I'm in my car. But anyways, I thought that he not badmouths WWE, but talks up and big up AEW and what a great company is, etc., etc. And dude, you came out rocking Triple H's MSG return outfit. Come on, dude. This is literally giving Jim Cornette and everybody else ammo that AEW wrestlers are cosplaying other wrestlers. Like, literally, nobody in today's day and age is rocking a jean jacket with a leather jacket on top of it. And obviously, and one will say, well, man, he's a wrestling historian. He loves pro wrestling history. I love that too. And I like that about him too. But at the same time, that ain't the promo to then cut that you're AEW for life with a tattoo on your cap to boot, which he's going to regret. Mark my words, he will regret one day. Do you know what I mean? And then at the same time, cosplay Triple H, who's the head of whatever happens in WWE right now as far as creative goes. I don't think a smart move for such a smart kid. He's incredibly intelligent. So whoever gave him like that advice is terrible advice. And then the tattoo, I get you want to be the superhero of AEW. You want to be the biggest fish possible in the smallest pond possible. You're bigger than this, MJF. You could be the biggest fish there. And I wish he would have went there. I really, really do wish he would have went to WWE because he is a talent that not could have just swam. I think he could have, like, sharked on people. I really do. I think he could have ate and more. Tons of people in that company on promos, on the microphone, and in the ring. Yeah. That company being WWE, I really wanted to see him go there.
Yeah.
And one thing with MJF's tattoo, it is on his calf. His boot covers it up. So it's not going to be a hindrance.
Okay. So come on. Okay. So can we all just be very frank right now? Again, mm-hmm. I'm his biggest fan. At least I feel I am. He can never do any wrong in my eyes. But when the statement you just said, Raj,
Well, what kind of people do you normally hear that kind of statement from? Exes from the past make a bad decision of getting the tramp stamp on the lower back of their
body. Undertaker with the Sarah tattoo on his neck.
No, I was gonna say a girl that gets the tramp stamp on her lower back and regrets it instantly because she went out that night drinking and then was like, oh shit, why did I get this? Or Matt Morgan getting a flaming basketball tattoo on his shoulder and had to get it covered up because I thought for sure I was gonna be a pro basketball player one. but my point is, I didn't go on national television and go, yes, I'm a huge Miami Heat fan, I guess. You know what I mean? So, not disappointed, but surprised, because he's a smart, calculated kid. He's so smart. That was not smart. Mm. He's not a baby face. We don't want to see the rah-rah AEW shit. I want to see him dumping all over Tony Khan. I want to see him dumping all over AEW. I want to see him healing on everybody walking God's green earth.
That's what I was saying when you jumped off there for a second. Is I was like, I like that we're getting the heelish MJF back, not the kangaroo kick MJF and being buddy buddy with Adam Cole. I like this version of MJF. I agree with you with the jacket and wearing the Triple H jacket before you go on this rah-rah AEW promo. But I do think this version of MJF is the one that brought him to the dance, and it's great to see him back.
I agree with that. It is great to see him back, and I should have led with that. But He's better than the paying the homage. I get the homage, but at the same time, he's bigger than that. He's better than that. He's his own He's his own thing at this point. He just really is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I do think he one day will get there. We got to wait, 3 or 4 more years now?
Right. Ebony Washington saying, Matt, now you got to get Longwood tattooed across your back. There you go.
Nice. Lower back, right above the butt, right? And then we're like, half.
Right, cool. Yeah,
I would, dude. Sail to re-election if you do that. What do you think, Mercedes? Should she? Matt, Raj and I were talking about this. Matt, should she stay in the TBS picture or go after Tony Storm at All In?
Definitely go after Tony Storm. If you're gonna, again, it's what I said earlier. This is a business, and if Tony Khan is a halfway of a business person, where's his money being divvied out to, and what's his return on his investment? That's how anybody runs their own company, any kind of company. So obviously he paid her a lot of money. I would definitely, absolutely no question, have her go next for Tony Storm. Now, here's what would he do with that, though? Because, yes, you're paying Monet all that money, right? And she's a huge name, much bigger name than Tony Storm. But you have an opportunity to make Tony Storm, by comparison, you can see my fat hands here, guys. Here's Monet way up here. Here's Tony Storm in the real world of pro wrestling over the last few years, right? You have an opportunity to maybe do this if you book Tony Storm to pin Monet somehow. I don't know how you do it.
Damn.
I'm just saying the conundrum that you face if that match happens. But you do need to make the match happen because we need to be able, Tony should be able at this point be able to say, I have two really strong main event talent women that can main event any pay-per-view. And I think he has them with those two. I really do think they can main event over the guys without a question.
Yeah. Real main event, not this triple main event.
No. Right. Glenn. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it's exciting. I think, this is the amazing thing about AEW. For all the criticism and shit that it gets, like, I feel like it's always just one solid week away from changing the narrative. Like, all they need is a really good week, and people are like, oh, this company's cooking. I love this. So much potential, so many things.
I think it's going to take a while now because of Yeah, but with how far it's kind of gone down and declined.
I'm not you, Roger. You're jaded. I'm talking about with the IWC.
Oh, I mean, the IWC is already kind of, I mean, they're, that's different. I mean, they're already kind of there, you know.
Yeah.
They're already dead with AEW, the IWC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
A couple other notes. Vince McMahon, his lawsuit, the accuser Janelle Grant, she paused her sex trafficking lawsuit at the request of the DOJ as they're doing their own investigation. So it's paused for 6 months.
That's a question.
You would think that's not good news for Vince. But yeah.
Why would she have to pause her lawsuit, though, is what I don't understand for that. Why doesn't she get her justice and get her whatever it is that she's going after right now in her own lawsuit, right? Why does she have to put her shit on pause? Why can't DOJ run it concurrently? I don't understand that.
I think it's just so they don't step on each other's toes with evidence and things like that, and talking to witnesses and things like that. I think. I mean, that I'm not a big city lawyer or anything, but that's my guess.
And hers is a civil complaint. Right. My understanding usually, and I'm just basing this off of OJ and other high profile trials, it seems like the criminal complaint comes before the civil complaint.
Well, it should. It's level up. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Just as a woman getting freaked over here, I don't like that for her. I don't want to pause it for this at all.
Well, but if the Department of Justice, if they do find Vince guilty, you know, take him to trial and find him guilty, it makes her lawsuit that much easier, I would think, right?
Her money?
Yeah. I mean, I think if the Department of Justice successfully prosecutes Vince McMahon, I think her judgment could be significant. Her case will be easier in theory, and the judgment could be considerably higher.
I just don't want her shit to be rolled up and put to this.
No.
You know what I mean? Because she got terribly fucked over and treated like absolute shit from what we've seen per the allegations.
And the pause is for 6 months, so it's not indefinite.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, that's okay. Man, because think about it. You're hurt and you have to go through this every day.
No. It's terrible. Like,
God, I couldn't even fathom it. I couldn't. So... All right, that makes sense the way you guys explained it, at least.
I think that, Matt, the thing that her complaint, if anyone's read it, they know that it's horrifying, the things she alleges. But if the Department of Justice is involved, this could get so much worse.
Yeah, I've seen the AEW folks, the pro AEW folks shitting on, they hate WWE. They're like, it's not just Vince. It's Johnny Ace. It's WWE. No, you idiot. It's WWE pertaining to Vince's time there.
Right.
Everybody under Vince at time has nothing to do with Endeavor, has nothing to do with today's WWE, you morons. Quit hating for no reason. Because I see it everywhere. I've seen it.
Oh, for sure.
You guys are way more in touch than I am.
Michael Leash with the $5 super chat has a question for Matt. Matt, how does it feel knowing Lash Legend can beat you one-on-one in basketball?
Who's Lash Legend?
She's a metaphor in NXT. She's very tall.
Well, she was a star basketball player, right?
Yes. Wait, oh, really? Then I should know who she is. Do we know her real name yet or no?
She was a former, she was in that WNBA.
Shut up. What's her name?
Enrielle Howard.
Holy shit. Actually, I do know who that is. She's pretty good. She was pretty good. Yeah. Because I'm a WWE fan and not enough guys are, I'll own that loss. How about that?
Yeah.
And Terrence Whitten with $1.99 super chat. Also, did you guys watch Furiosa with Chris Hemsworth? We talked about it on the last podcast, so check that out. Glenn loved it.
Yeah, Nathan Jones is in it.
Can I make a call back real quick?
Sure.
To the last comment?
Yeah.
Yep.
I was getting chopstick dunk all over her. I would shatter that backboard in my right now on her head.
Okay. Matt?
A few seconds, guys. I did.
Okay. Hold on a second, Matt. You were cutting out for a second. Here's what I want. Think about this.
Okay.
With a business mind.
Okay.
She's in Orlando. You're in Longwood. Hmm? internet, any internet connection providing, I want you to take a beat and maybe you record this offline and we'll post this on Gigantic Pop where you're cutting a promo about how you want a one-on-one game against Last Legend in basketball.
I don't. No. You're not going to twist this. No. A caller, not caller. God, I'm old. A caller, this is a radio show. A super chatter? Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah.
The show or friend of the show put in that Last Legend. How does it feel knowing she could beat me one-on-one? No, she couldn't. No, she could not.
There we go.
Last Legend, Matt Morgan awaits your response.
Glenn, would you stop it?
We don't want this turning into a thing.
20 minutes away. That's we can it. Settle all this. Yeah.
That hell, 20 minutes away. Matt Morgan's driveway. For all the roles in my hoop.
Come on, Longwood Park for charity, Matt.
I would totally do that. I swear to God, I would.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to think. You got to.
Okay. I would turn in. Okay, we didn't take that one. I would do that, yeah.
Yeah.
How tall is she?
I don't know.
No, because I remember that name. I just don't remember how tall she was when I was watching.
6 feet. Six feet.
She was really good in college. Very good in college.
Make this happen. One-on-one game. It'd be great. Yes. Anything else?
I think that's about it. We covered a lot.
Nothing else for the order.
I think we're good, guys. The new Wyatt family, do they debut Monday night on Raw?
I wish they would have done it already because I'm sick of waiting.
I think you do it at the pay-per-view, right? Either do it at Clash or Money in the Bank.
Glenn, are you drinking Poppy?
Olipop. It's like Poppy. This is their limited edition Barbie Peaches and Cream. This is phenomenal, by the way. Like, it tastes really good. Like, Matt, this has 50 calories, but it's got probiotics, no added sugar. Like, so
that's for your stomach, correct?
Yeah.
That's what Poppy is. That's what my wife drinks. And I'm supposed to be drinking, but I haven't, man. I should be.
I try and remind myself. Poppy, the problem with Poppy is none of the flavors taste exactly like what they say they taste like.
But what you do is you, let me tell you what you do. Hang on. You take one of these little guineas. You make a microscopic squirt in there. Like, wait, hang on. Like a tiny, like little tiny squirt. And it makes all the difference in the world. And you're, you know, taking care of your gut.
Yeah. So I mean, I do this every couple days, but I do green juice every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that just, man.
Like athletic greens or just regular?
No, like juice. Real, like juicing kale and cucumber. And like, and if you want to be regular, man, just do that. Like,
yeah. Ebony Washington is pointing out with the Wyatt family stuff that it's June 17th, okay. According to the last QR code. What is that? What is June 17th?
Yeah, and she needs to be part of our show. She's awesome.
It's Monday, so yeah, Monday Night Raw, 2 weeks from Monday. So I think that's after Clash of the Castle, right? Clash at the Castle.
I thought Clash was the 20th. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, the 20th is a weekday.
I thought it was. Let's see. Let's look at the date. June 15th, you're right. It is a Monday after Clash.
That makes sense. I mean, I think you'd want to wait after the pay-per-view. Yeah. Or do it at the pay-per-view, but that is in Scotland, so I could see doing it after. So, yeah, Monday after the Clash is what it's looking like.
All right, besides these boring-ass topics, is there anybody you want me to go off on? Is there anybody I need to light up? Is there anything I can do to get us viewers? Tell me. Go.
I'm trying to think.
Is there anything controversial that I've missed, maybe?
You got MJF with the Triple H jacket. Gosh, not really.
What's Meltzer been up to?
Nothing. He's been behaving.
Okay. Matt, anytime you want to talk about Baby Bloodline and how that's going, that Heyman thing last night was Paul did a good job, but his thing about, Roman Reigns did background checks before allowing new members into the bloodline. Because he did a background check on Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, and Sami Zayn. Like, three of those people he's related to. But Solo.
I can't see Roman on the internet, like, conducting a background investigation.
I mean, yeah. What I don't like is that he did not make the family connection. I didn't like that. I thought that was an easy layup for Paul to make the layup that this is his familia. This is not his, but this is like bloodlines of familia. This is their family. It's their extended cousins from the weird side of the family or the crazy side of the family or the dangerous side of the family, whatever have you. He could have layered it that way. Instead of just saying, like, they didn't do any searches and they're crazy and this and that. Like, he should have, damn it. Sorry, guys. He should have made that family connection to the bloodline and make them more legitimate just by saying they're blood. They're his blood. They're Solo's blood.
All right. So there's two chats that I see you going off on. Real quick, Let me answer this one question. Paul Escobel asking if I'm going to AEW in Loveland, Colorado. This Wednesday, I'm not. I will be in Greece, and I'm not going to be on this podcast the next 2 weeks because we will be in Greece. First one, Cleveland Rocks bringing up that Dave Meltzer gave Mercedes Moné versus Willow a better match star rating than Steve Austin versus Bret Hart.
Shut, you're doing this on purpose. Cleveland Rocks.
Okay. Oh, man, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, how do I fix this? Can you hear me?
There you go.
There's no way that's accurate. No way, right?
Austin versus Bret. Here, let me look it up.
No, that cannot be true. That cannot be true.
No, that's not true. It was 5 stars. So, and I think Willow versus Mercedes. So it's not true. Willow versus Mercedes was 4.5, I think. It's close, but it's not. So
that was not even a 4.5-star match, guys. I mean, it was very
good.
It was a very good match, and Mercedes proved what everybody says about her. Once the bell rings, God dang, is she good in between those ropes? She is so good with her reversals and how she gets into her different submission holds and pinning predicaments. She's nasty in that ring. She is. But then she screws it all by coming out there and tells y'all money changes everything. Like, when you do that crap, like, I want to boo you. I want to hate you. I don't want to cheer you. There's nothing cool about that. I don't want to be you when you're talking like that. I want to be the girl who's going to kick your ass. That's who I want to be. And again, that's why, again, I am team anybody else but her. Definitely Willow. I love me some Willow Nightingale. What a great baby face. God, what a great.
And Terrence Whitted wants your thoughts on Edge injuring himself on that cage spot.
Did he do it, obviously, when he jumped off the top of the cage?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. That was a weird jump he did to begin with. He didn't fully before I say this, I'm not critiquing. Like, I could have done this because I would never have done it in a million years. But it felt like he was supposed to do a splash off the top through the table, but then also wanted his legs to hit first on the mat to kind of take some of the anytime you do that, when you jump off anything and you're from high up and your legs and your feet are going to hit first, you're running risk, like Sid and many others did, of tearing their knees or, in this case, tibia and other parts of your legs, right? You either got to go all or you can't do it at all. So I when he did, I thought that was weird, that how he jumped off it to begin with. And I was happy the fans gave him the holy shit chant with it, because they like, okay, that was good. That was good. They didn't shit on it like I thought they were going to at first.
I think what happened, it looked like he was unsure of what he was going to do when he jumped off that cage. Like, he wasn't sure if he was going to do like a splash or you know, and then he like froze and then ended up just landing on his feet.
Well, the Nouns team did a great job covering for him and saying, oh, it was an elbow drop. That was a great cover. I don't know who said it. It was probably Sockface, because Sockface, I do think, is good. Because I do think he gets crapped on for no reason other than he has a sock on his face. But I do think he covered it. If you go back and watch it, guys, listen to the commentary, they did call it an elbow drop. And if you watch it in slow-mo, you can kind of get away with calling it that. You can. And it takes away from him not doing the splash. If you're watching and trying to make logical sense of what you just saw. But him coming off that, I mean, good Lord. I did this to Abyss. I would do this to, like, packs of guys. If I came off top of the cage at TNA, which I did, like, three times, over the top rope to the outside, I would have a gang of guys ready to catch my big ass with a crossbody. It would never just be one person. Very rarely. You know, I tried to have Kurt do it, and I overshot him because he's so damn short.
I think that's about it. Anything else, guys?
I hate to, I'm even using this connection right now, and I apologize to all of our listeners that this sucks. My apologies.
And last super chat, and then we'll take this.
Oh,
on.
My
Bear Hudson, $5 super chat. How would you guys book Roman Reigns to return? And who are some wrestlers in TNA that you would debut in NXT or PLE event? Thank you. It's the best podcast ever. Thank you, Bear.
You guys answer it.
I think a babyface. We have Roman Reigns come back as a babyface. You know, I think the storyline's there. Opposing Solo Sikoa, he's the big babyface. He aligns himself back with the Usos. Jimmy comes back. They're all in the fold. And Glenn, what about you? TNA, who would you like to see from TNA and NXT?
Yeah, quite.
Well, it's tough, right? Because you got to think it's going to be weird for Nick Namath or... somebody that like just left WWE, right? Like that's going to be awkward.
It would be. I agree.
Yep.
You know, I mean, like Dana Brooke or Matt Hardy. Actually, Dana Brooke probably more awkward than Matt Hardy. Fandango, though, man. Like, I would love to see him back in NXT since Tyler Breeze is still under contract.
I would too. I think that guy's so talented. I agree.
You know, yeah, and Kushida's there. Man, it's like, this is where it gets tough, but and the women's roster, I mean, you have people like Masha and Kylan and Killer Kelly and
Joe Hendry. Don't ignore that word.
Yeah, Joe Hendry. I like that one.
Say his name.
Yes, Joe Hendry, the Brookside.
Took me a while to be a Hendry fan, by the way. At first, I did not get it at all, but like after his third song, I'm like, all right, this guy's growing on me.
Did you see the CM Punk, the one they did with the CM Punk WrestleMania? When they did the cash in at WrestleMania, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious.
I can't watch it.
Yeah.
But Hammerstone would be cool. I mean, there's a lot. The problem is if TNA people
Hammerstone. Yes. Oh yeah.
But you can't have it be all the TNA people just come into NXT to lose to NXT talent. Hammerstone can't get beat by.
No.
Or Mensa.
No, Hammerstone could be money.
Yeah.
They should sign Hammerstone.
What'd you say?
WWE should sign Hammerstone.
I would. He's got a great physique, great look. He's great in them.
There's got to be a reason why they have it.
I don't know. I know certain. No, I'm not going to say it.
But this is why I'm telling you, it makes sense for WWE to have some sort of stake in it. If WWE has even a sliver, even if they own 10% of TNA, they have a reason to put TNA talents over in these matches.
I mean,
well, they could just have a friendly partnership like they had with ECW back in the day.
I mean, they could. I mean, again, we had TNA chants. Like, when's the last time we've seen TNA on a much larger base on a major cable network? It's been since my ass was there. Like 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. That's about
a little bit at the Rumble. Little bit of the Rumble for Jordan,
small,
for Mickey James.
It wasn't like this where it was.
I know.
Clear. The entire arena was chanting it, which is great brand awareness for TNA. Yeah. They should be happy with that outcome.
All right, guys, we got to wrap this up. Last one.
I'm done.
All right. Based off the AJ Styles segment, do you think we get AJ Styles versus Magnus at SummerSlam, and then we're done?
I would pay to see it. I want my boy Magnus to wrestle so damn bad. I feel WWE doesn't know what he can do in that ring. I think they know he's a great looking guy, looks amazing in a suit, could cut good promos. He's so young. This kid was like 18 when he came to us at TNA. He is so damn good. And I'll always say this, he's the quintessential world heavyweight champion. I don't care what anybody tells me, for any company, he screams how he looks, how he talks, how he wrestles, heavyweight champion. It just does to me. And I hope he gets that opportunity. And I know it's going to come one day. And for you know, his purpose is, I hope it does. Especially if it comes from AJ, who makes every one of us look like a zillion dollars. Hell yeah. I hope that happens. That'd be amazing for him and his career. And he'll have it coming. He deserves it. He's one of the good guys. Love Magnus.
There you go. Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Bye. That's it. Bye.
Matt and I will be back for a few weeks. Follow Matt at BP Matt Morgan, Lash Legend. He's waiting to hear your response to his challenge. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein, Raj at the Raj Geary. See you back here next time on Gigantic Pop. Take care.
Subscribe. I'll be the one to plug it.
I forgot.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.